From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey calls for a ground operation to end the war in Syria. A Turkish official said his country is pushing for the involvement of the U.S. and other allies in ground operations against the Islamic State group. Also, the United Nations announced Tuesday that aid convoys are being sent to besieged towns in Syria. A U.N. spokeswoman said she believed the government of Syria has approved access to seven areas. The United Nations says the Syrian government is given permission to deliver aid to those areas. Turkey, meanwhile, is determined to ignore calls for an end to its attacks on Kurdish forces in Aleppo. Dorian Jones has more.
Turkish artillery shelled forces of the Kurdish YPG militia in northern Syria for a fourth day. Russia is set to raise the issue Tuesday at the UN Security Council, a move dismissed by Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu. Russia is bombing hospitals and schools, and then it's referring Turkey to the United Nations Security Council to take measures for its border security, Davutoğlu said. He added, "What an attitude." The Turkish Prime Minister also repeated his threat against the Syrian Kurds, saying we will do what is necessary if they continue to advance. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Candidates in Uganda are holding their final rallies ahead of the country's presidential and legislative elections, scheduled for Thursday. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit focused Tuesday on long-term peace, security, and prosperity for Southeast Asia. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted the talks for a second day in California. Mr. Obama is seeking to develop a leadership role within ASEAN, which he sees as key to the U.S. rebalance to the Asia-Pacific. This is VOA News.